Dark Matter by Blake Crouch. Read for you by John Lindstrom. Every Chicago we've stepped into this last week, the trees are looking more and more skeletal, their leaves stripped and rain-pasted to the pavement. I sit on the bench across the street from my brownstone, bundled up against the bitter morning cold in a thrift store coat I bought yesterday for $12 with currency from another world. It smells like an old man's closet, mothballs and analgesic cream. Back at the hotel, I left Amanda scribbling away in a notebook of her own. I lied, told her I was going out for a walk to clear my head and get a cup of coffee. I see myself step out the front door and move quickly down the steps and onto the sidewalk, heading for the L station, where I'll take the purple line to the Lakemont campus in Evanston. I'm wearing noise-canceling headphones, probably listening to a podcast, some science lecture, or an episode of This American Life. It's October 30th, according to the front page of the Tribune, a little less than a month since the night I was taken at gunpoint and ripped out of my world. Feels like I've been traveling in the box for years. I don't know how many Chicagos we've connected to so far. They're all beginning to blend. This one is the closest yet, but it still isn't mine. Charlie attends a charter school, and Daniela works out of the house as a graphic designer. Sitting here, I realize I've always looked at Charlie's birth and my choice to make a life with Daniela as the threshold event that caused the trajectory of our lives to swing away from success in our careers. But that's an oversimplification. Yes, Jason too walked away from Daniela and Charlie and subsequently had the breakthrough. But there are a million Jasons who walked away and didn't invent the box. Worlds where I left Daniela and our careers still amounted to nothing. Or where I left and we both found moderate levels of success, but failed to set the world on fire. And inversely, there are worlds where I stayed and we had Charlie, which branched into less than perfect timelines, where our relationship deteriorated, where I decided to leave our marriage, or Daniela did. Or we struggled and suffered along in a loveless and broken state, toughing it out for the sake of our son. If I represent the pinnacle of family success for all the Jason Dessens, Jason too represents the professional and creative apex. We're opposite poles of the same man, and I suppose it isn't a coincidence that Jason too sought out my life from the infinite possibilities available. Though he'd experienced complete professional success, total fulfillment as a family man was as foreign to him as his life was to me. It all points to the fact that my identity isn't binary. It's multifaceted.